During the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, a federally recognized tribe on Kuprinoff Island was alarmed by the high price and low supply of fresh meat. The organized village of Cake petitioned the Federal Subsistence Board for a hunting party to harvest 5 deer and 2 moose out of season and distribute the meat within the community. It was greenlit in June. The state of Alaska filed suit alleging the feds had illegally preempted the state's rights to manage wildlife. Assistant Attorney General Cheryl Brooking says there are only narrow reasons for federal jurisdiction to trump state management.
When Alaska became a state, one of the main drivers of statehood was to get control over fish and game management because the feds were making a mess of it.
She argued in court filings that the food security issue was never proven and the federal government exceeded its authority in allowing the hunt.
So that's what the state's primary concern is.
District Court Judge Sharon L. Gleason denied a preliminary injunction that would have prevented special hunts in the future. In a 46-page order issued on Wednesday, she wrote that federal officials had taken both conservation and public safety concerns into account when it reached its decision. She also noted that when federal officials reached out to state wildlife managers, they didn't respond. It's not the end of the case. The lawsuit will continue to move forward with both sides filing arguments before a final ruling. But the upshot is that federal officials aren't blocked from authorizing out-of-season hunts in special circumstances. Tribal leaders in Cake don't see that likely in the near future.
You know, we just got done with our moose season and our deer season, so I think we're good for now.
That's Cake's tribal president, Joel Jackson. He notes that the village's groceries are mainly shipped on the occasional state ferry or barge.
You know, if anything happens to those cranes down there where they load all the stuff coming to Alaska, we'd be in a world of hurt.
He says Alaska natives never voluntarily ceded their hunting and fishing rights on their traditional homeland.
Of course, if we were in a real bad situation, I wouldn't hesitate to just say, you know, get a hunting party together, go out and get the, what we need, you know. So, but I want to stay within the law, and if we could do that, that'd be great.
The Native American Rights Fund has joined the lawsuit on behalf of Cake's tribe and the federal government. In a Friday statement, a staff attorney wrote, Alaska Native communities are facing hardships caused by COVID-19 and encourage the state to treat tribes as partners, not adversaries. It's unclear if any future special hunts are being considered. Federal wildlife officials declined to comment, citing the state's litigation. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.